Now, just where we'll be going for the next... This is a... This sugya of Dam is very straightforward sugya. Not much to add. It's very critical in people's halacha maisa. And after that, what we'll be doing beginning Sunday, Monday, is the following sugya, which is a very complex sugya. Chatziach Ba'ov. You get into, you need 50 plus mashuhu or only 50. Those of you who learned Erevin with me, it's an Erevin, it's the same sugya here. It's a very fundamental sugya in many, many things. And that, so I figured we have a certain simple, straightforward sugya here of Dam. Now, back on Daf Yudalad, in Shochet B'Shabbos. So, they talk about eating the meat bo b'yom. Is it Tosfos here? The Rosh is almost verbatim by Tosfos, but is a little more wordy. That's why instead of going through the Tosfos, I told people to go through the Rosh. So, the question is, the bottom line is as follows. We have a halacha of melicha, that to get rid of the dam, you need melicha. Okay. So if you shecht in Shabbos, there's a problem how to do the melicha. Because being moleach food on Shabbos, melacha ma'abed. The question is how much. So the general klal is, but you have to go with that sugya carefully. If it's enough salt, ain't a nechol machmas molcho, which is approximately the same shear as melichas bosa to get out the dam. Now, melichas bosa to get out the dam. There are different types of dam. What review we did yesterday? Dam nefesh. That's the dam that comes out b'shchita. That is also ben isakores. We call dam nefesh. Possibly also called domo benafsho. Other dam that comes out is dam evarm shapirish, is a lav. And then we have other dam that we'll have to see, also derisa drabona, what is it? There's dam, and then there's dam evarm shapirish, and dam evarm mimokom lamokom, dam evarm shapirish machmashchita mimokom lamokom. That is different types of dam. Now, because of the fact that it seems to be that if you shecht on Shabbos, there's something that can be eaten on Shabbos, Tosfos comes to a conclusion that umts of raw meat that has no, you don't cook, and you don't do melicha to, can be eaten without any melicha, without anything, because it's dam evarm shelo pirish. Now let's see the Russian side. Now, I forgot before, the one day we'll spend on our sifa of dogim, that's That'll take us 20 minutes to do. It's a very small thing. Before we do Mechza, Mechza Karov. Mechza, Mechza Karov is a big sugya. The Rosh says like this in the first parak. Okay. It's over here. It's a different page now. The verse says like this. Im toma ve'en yochlu mocho b'shabbos yishomad sheyochlenu b'umtza b'lo melech yikalav b'dam ve'evorim ki di'isa b'perk dam shchita hayo ke shepirish min abosa v'kol zman shelo pirish ein bo mishom yisa dam evorim shelo pirish yismota.
No. When you suck it,
if you eat it, of course it's full of dam. But anything that happens while you're eating is not considered pirish.
Umtsa means that you eat it or you suck it.
Umtsa, I don't know. I always thought umtsa meant you ate it. You take a piece of meat and you eat it.
In theory, if you would suck the blood out to your mouth,
that's probably more problematic. I'd have to check. I believe it would be also. If you eat it, instead of chachil of eating the meat, it would be mutter. Well, we can't pair kol abotsa. Shohayu ochlim kaved shelo pola. Now there's chalita. Chalita is you take something, you soak it. Either in boiling water for certain things, but here we're talking about chalita b'chometz. You put it into vinegar, and that holds the dam in place, and then you eat it. And then you eat it. He says, "Ulufisha chometz somas is adam betoch habosim. Shnei yotze afilu al yedei bishul. Yichol osu lufisha nivla adam in akovei." He said, "Okay." What happens if you take a piece of meat and you cut it over a piece of bread and the blood drops down? So the bread is also, but you can eat the meat. All right, there's blood in the meat. No problem. Now, comes Rabbeinu Tam and goes further. Lokan hayomer Rabbeinu Tam, then tzerchum loch boso with sleep. So, let's say I roast meat. And, I don't know. So, some dam comes out. Can you have a very rare steak? It's full of dam. Rabbeinu Tam says like this. What comes out came out. What's still inside is dam avam shelo pirish. Even though it's pirish mimokam lamokam. Because while you're roasting it, the blood begins to drain out, and not everything comes out yet. But Rabbeinu Tam says the amevarm shapirish mimokam lamokam is mutter. So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you have a very rare steak. No problem if you grill the steak.
And cooking, the problem is because it goes out and comes back in.
If you boil it, so the problem is because it goes into the pot and comes back in. What came out, nor a mishav shav. Right? What does that mean? And because and it drops off, it doesn't stay on the out. What was the Rabbeinu Tam afraid of? Let's take you grill a steak, blood comes out. The blood will stay on the bottom, and then it'll be nivla back inside. I don't have to say that because dam has a certain fatty thing in it. And that doesn't happen. That would mean by dam mishak sharik. Ma shenisha betocha v'dam evom shel apirish v'lo chosh apirish ma shadam holech toch mitzatzel atzatzel k'achine b'kika shiyah from kika. And that's the first thing he says. Now, then we get into almost, now, what about freedom? Now, there are two separate issues here we have with Vridim and Mafrekas. What happens is very simple. Let's take basic anatomy. Some of the questions I was a little surprised at. If you run a race, everyone knows your heart beats faster. Yeah, that's not major medical knowledge, okay? Not major medical knowledge. Okay, any trauma to the body makes the heart beat faster. You know that. When you shecht, so what happens? It's trauma to the body, and there's something else that's happening. The brain is not getting the blood. If you shecht the vridim, the brain is not getting the blood, and it sends a message down to the heart, give me more blood, and it pumps harder, faster, and faster. If you shecht without the vridim, so there's trauma to the body, and the animal's moving around, and obviously there's blood coming, the more blood's coming out. If you shecht the mafrekes, then you cut off any connection for the brain to anything, and the brain's not sending any signals, and there's no motion, and it just collapses on the floor. So all the blood that would have come out, either had I shechted two simonim and not the vridim, or two simonim plus the vridim, is stuck there, doesn't come out. That's a description of what happens by shechting the mafrekes. Now, the Gemara then says what? What says on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel? Let's just see what we're talking about. If I shech the mafrekes, it says like this: Shmuel Mishum Rabchir, I show the mafrakter shall be him. Kodem shetetzei nafsho. I was a machbudas habosir v'gozelas habrios u'mavuya don beivarim. And what it says. Now, according to the gifts we have in our Gemara, Mishum Lide, it's a teku, and what is Rashi does not have the gifts of Umtsa. Rashi has the dynamic also with Tati Circle Chod the Gold Zabri Chod Mabli Adam Veshul Ein Yotze VeOchel Dam. If you take a look in Rashi on Daf Chod Zayin Omer Aleph, Rashi says as follows. Don't do anything more. Now, why don't you do anything more? So, and we'll see. Don't do anything more. Not to do drossa. So according to Rashi here, you don't do anything more than that. You don't get to the mafrekas. Why not? Because Rashi in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel says, the moment you hit the mafrekas, you can't eat the bosa. Because the dam gets absorbed into the animal, and maybe, he says, even melicha wouldn't help. Why? Just to explain, we have dam balua. The way the body is made, you have veins, arteries, big veins, small veins, little veins, and you have capillaries. Those are the only minuscule things. When you do melicha, what you do is the melech causes what in chemistry is called the osmotic pressure to burst the capillaries, and everything comes out. So what's draining out is because you ruin the capillaries. But that has nothing to do with dambalua, because that was not sitting in the capillaries. So that's why the halacha is different, whether or not it's dam that's in the capillaries or dam that's pirish remarkum remarkum, means what's happening. It's flowing within the capillaries. It's staying within the capillaries. But once it's outside of the capillaries, just draining through the bosses, some licha is irrelevant to it. That's what the halacha is. When you say that, according to Rashi, what's happening, if you shefta machrekes, all the blood inside becomes somehow, we treat it as it's just not within its normal place, and melicha doesn't work anymore. So, that's how Rashi understands, because Rashi is coming from his girsa here in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that he doesn't talk, it's not talking about umtsa, it's talking Jeshechting and Mafrekis, take it whether it's a mutter or the also. Now, the Rishonim will talk about the Tosefta, and we'll see what they deal with Sefta, that the Shchitos of Sula. But what there is a very, very simple thing, that by shechting, by cutting the Mafrekis, so then the whole extra pumping of blood that happens doesn't happen, and the blood stays inside. Or now let's see what the Rosh does with this whole thing.
The Gemara Chaf Zayin has drasha. How is the Gemara Chaf Gimel taken?
What?
If the Gemara Chaf Zayin has a drasha for it, then why isn't
Chaf Gimel taken? The Gemara says, don't do it. Why not to do it? Let us me finish doing what I'm saying, and then you'll see where the teiku is. Obviously, teiku Rashi says, when Rashi says this teiku is what? He doesn't say. And we pass Kansel Chumra. We'll see what the Rosh does with that. Rosh, the Rishonim discuss this explicitly. Okay, now. On the Mishnah, on the Rosh begins about the Vridim. We were talking about two separate things. We're talking about the Vridim. And he says, Zohar the Tanya b'Tosefta, that is the Tosefta the Mordechai quotes. Okay. Rav Yehuda Potsa ba'of ha'chishra is a Vridim. Lav davka Potsa b'diyevet. Koma osa l'chadchil. Huda ad yuka de masnitin koi. He says, okay. That's number one. The kol loshem posel loshon yisal shchita ain't a posel me'ata me'alot takana. When lo shachar avridim al korchach yesh takana lo of chatiha severeva. You can cut into pieces. If al korchach and lefarish loshon also she also let's also kula keachol. And can also chatchil lishchol below the kivas avridim shema yovol let's also kula keachol. How is he beginning? You take an oath. You don't shech. You have to shech the vridim, but since it's a derech mitzvah, also kulo ke'achon, and you might come to do that and not cut it up into pieces. So therefore, it's possible. Now, kach shapir shri shem tzlo b'diyavid sholem mutar kashal. What happens if you did it? Im ein dam shavarm nifla pitzli v'choshiv kisha adam evarm shalo pirish v'chadchila yem mutar p'loshki d'zavrinim v'im ein o nifla pitzli en choshiv kisha adam evarm shalo pirish v'adam miskabetz. What happens? No. And he's going to explain this later on. That as the, if you don't, the trauma to the animal will be so big that it's trying to pump the blood out through, and it's going through the vridim and it can't get out. So there's a lot of extra blood there. Not in its natural place. So it's here he seems to be talking about dam evarim shapirish mimakam lamakam. But what is critical, but what did he tell us back on Daf Yudalad? Dam evarim shapirish mimakam lamakam is mutter. So here, why is it so here? Keep in back of your mind. There's something else happening. There's a Rashba. The Rashba is very bothered by a Gemara on the Tzad Gimel. Gemara on the Tzad Gimel says there are heavy veins in a cow, maybe also in a chicken, but let's take it in a cow, probably just talking about a cow, that you have to cut or remove or do something. So the Rashba says, when we saw dam evarim shelo pirish, we're talking about capillary, heavy, that is in the flesh. But in the heavy veins, it's as if it is in a coast. It's in a cup. It doesn't apply. Now, let's see if this is the Rashi says in Torah Sabayis. Now, we have to see whether or not that's what Tosin is talking, whether Rashi is talking about. But what is it? But we know that he has told us back in Yudal Ramralov that Dam Evarim Shelo Pirish is mutter. Dam Evarim Shelo Pirish Mokom Lamokom is mutter. So all of a sudden he's telling us something very strange here. We're going to have to understand where is he coming from. He says, the fish Adam is cabbage and imshishon and komo sacher, meaning have a umtsa the ismic. What is ismic? It's not stamp in the flesh. What happens, let's say, you have sometimes you bang yourself and you have blood collecting in the body. That's not done. Because there it is, here he's coming. Because it's sitting by itself outside of the normal system. It's a little blood that's concentrated in a certain place. That's different. Where did he get this concept from? That ismik. That means it became red. Tzadik gimel amid beis. It came by the yevin amiye also. Okay, but here it's different. There, it is sitting by itself, but here what it is, it's within the vridim. As long as it's in the vridim and not what is there, it's something extra came to the vridim, for some reason, it's awesome. We have also. So lechatchila, I have to shach the vridim, and if I didn't shach the vridim, and I just was soleid completely, it is osur. Now, we're going to see how much of it is also. Because the Parshas of Rashi is Mafrekes. By Shefta Mafrekes, the whole thing is also. That means there's no way of getting the Dam out. Now here, what did I do? I was sold this entire chicken without cutting it. I didn't cut the vridim. So there's a lot of blood inside those veins that shouldn't be there where it is in those veins. And then I roast it. Maybe it goes out. Maybe it goes out outside the veins. How far does it go outside the veins? Throughout the whole chicken or just near the veins? That we'll have to see. That's how we interpret. That's the first thing over here. So what is it, so what is the Rosh said? The Rosh said as follows, that the thing that's naturally within the Vridim wouldn't be a problem. What is the problem is the extra blood that goes into the Vridim. Extra blood that goes into the Vridim. And that extra blood that goes into the Vridim is a problem. And then if you had Sola et Sholem, that blood spreads outside the Vridim and asks the chicken. That's how the Rosh. But if you would be Mechatech et Ever Ever, you cut it up, so it's going to flow out. That's what he says here.
This we're talking without cutting the Mefrekes. Without cutting the vridim.
This is without cutting the mafrekes. Without cutting the mafrekes. Just not shechting the vridim. In an oath. In a behemah. He hasn't talked about a behemah. Because in a behemah, you cut it up into pieces, into different pieces. There, what happens in... Sometimes they would take a goat or a sheep and also... They never... roasted a cow all by its all together. No, that was never done. But what happens if you would a sheep or a goat, that we'll see. Now the Gemara says right about the how do we paskin? Who are the Rabbonim? So here he says as follows. And be very careful. From the different page in this one, the one I used to have. So where is it? Amr of Chista. That means, if you didn't shech the vridim, the extra blood that comes into the vridim because of the shechita is there. And when you roast it, the heat isn't going to pull it all out. Lufish be'ez hashchita, adam makaleach u'mazaneach, mazanek derech mokom hashchita. And u'neka v'nizdazem imakomu koldam ha'nefesh lot says. Now he tells you the secret. He says, there's a difference if it is... if it is mach dam shepirish from makom lamakom, if it's mach mashchita, not mach mashchita. Why? There's a halach of dam nefesh. Dam nefesh is that dam that comes out as a result of the shechita. Dam that should have come out as a result of the shechita and didn't come out as a result of the shechita is also dam nefesh. Dam nefesh shelo pirish. Okay, but it's dam nefesh. So he has a new definition now at this point of dam nefesh. Dam nefesh is another dam that should come out machmas hashchita. Machmas hashchita. If I would shech the vidim.
Paralyzed,
he says
it's because the dam is
the lakev is
an
after bakav
kidev
nekar
and it's dazam
and mukomo. So if it would paralyze
and the dam.
That means, let's read what he says. Let's see. Venekar, when it's dazam mukomo, called dam hanefesh lot says. Everything is there that could have, so you have concentrated there. Everything that should have come out b'shash shchitas havridim but didn't. And then okay, shelo nechtuchu havridim nisha adam b'hem v'gam nispashek lebosa shesoviv havridim. He says something else. So it's there. So we'll pull out the vridim afterwards. No. That pressure breaks down the vridim and it escapes outside of the vridim into the flesh around the vridim. You have all the blood there. It's trying to get out. It can't get out. So it bursts then it goes out from the walls of the vridim. So what is it? It's dam balua, because it is not in the normal circulation system. It's dam balua, and dam balua doesn't come out. And if I take the whole thing as so, it doesn't come out even with sli or with malicha. This is how he views it. He hasn't touched my frekas yet. He's still in vridim. Okay. Aval yedei chatichu melichu yotze adam. But if I cut up the animal into pieces, so then, and I do a malicha, then it's fine. I feel like data, and I can even boil it in water. Hazam reading a little comment. I wrote to Liachom and Abahama called him Shatate Saint Afsham. Chote Kazayas Bossam and Base Hashri, the Mohu Yafu Yafu, Madiha Yafu Yafu. I feel like I'm a man of umts tzorch malicha. If he shahadam nivol lotzei tzolo yotzo, ele kadam evam shapirish. He says, "What is it?" So then he goes back to what he said before. He says, "I want umtsa." But what happened? I have a lot of dam there, and even if I don't call it dam anefesh, he says, "But I have a lot of concentrated dam that should have come out of." As a result of Shechita, and it's concentrated in one place. It's not just within the normal circulatory system. When we say umtzah's mutter is if dam is in its normal place. If dam is not in its within the normal circulation system, but if dam is not within the normal circulation system, it's there. It bursts the blood vessel when it got concentrated there. So it's pirish. That is how the Rosh that now. Then he says, he brings Rabbeinu Ephraim. Let's skip it forever. Let's stay within what the Rosh himself says. Doesn't like it. In a Behemi, you don't have to shech the food. Elavadai lo mitzvah for Yudashchis is reading all about oath. Rotzel chatcho eva eva lavash. Hovel v'derechut sosu ke'achas. Avo behemah shein derechut sosu ke'achas. V'borach tichas reading all about. Avo gedim utloim. Sheep and goats. Calf. Em tzolos and shleimim tzorach shchitas reading. Shchitas reading is when I have the whole, when I have, when I roast the whole thing as a unit. Em lo shomuch. Okay. Asur, miu bechtei netilas malkom soviv havridim shori, shen adam mefapeya bekulo. What's he talking about here? Okay, I took this chicken. I didn't cut the vridim. So there's the dam in there that's also. And the dam in there is also, and then I roasted the whole thing. And the dam went out of the vridim into the surrounding basar. So I have to take a certain amount kedei netila. We won't go into the details of kedei netila. Certain amount surrounding it. Then he said, not mefapeya. What does this word mefapeya mean? Mefapeya means as follows. Have a loch and blia, that if something is a fatty substance, it spreads more quickly through the throat. He says, no. Dam is not considered sufficiently fatty. It's mishak shark. It's slippery, but it's not fatty. So it only stays within kedei netila. Why? He says, Rabbeinu Ephraim says what? He says, Ashkan chute di asivi mishum domba chichatiche elo. He says, as follows. If I have the big veins, the Gemara Daf Tzadik Gimel, if I have the big veins, and in those big veins, I have blood, and I don't cut them, and I don't remove them, it asks the whole cow. But we don't find that. He said, Do ashen chute di asir mishum doma, v'tzrich chaticha, eladido delua perikin anosha. The ones in the neck, behemah matar. So, what is it? He says, in a behemah, if I don't shech the vridim and I cut the behemah up, it's not a problem. The only time I have to worry about heavy veins in a behemah that I cut up are those veins, the more internal veins near the heart, in the shoulders, etc. Those are much heavier veins. Now, this is the Rosh. Here he hasn't talked about mafrekas at all. If you take a look what the Rosh has to say about mafrekas in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, eighth perek Siman Nun, says like this. Amar Shmuel, Rishum Reb Chia, Hashom Amar Frekes Shal Behema, Kodim Shtei Tinaf, Shem Zeh Machmas Osa, Gots Abius, Mavli Adam Beivorm, Iboi Lohu, Ho will Mavli Adam Beivorm, Mishori Lemecho Mimeno Beumtso. There's a different Gerson than Rashi. The rest of the body is not. What about Umtso? Olo. That is because blood has spread through the body, and I eat umtzer, I can't eat umtzer. Take one. So the whole shaila according to him, and here's where he's different than Rashi. Because according to Rashi, both Rashi and Chazayin and Rashi and Kuf Yud Gimel. The question is in the entire animal. And he said the only and the entire animal after Malich and after Tzli. It's just awesome. So Rashi, what is motivating Rashi in that direction? The Chorah, Rashi is going with the Tosefta, the Dievet. It's not a Dinah Shechita, no. Shechita ends after the Reshet. There's no Mir Basra on the Mafrekas. What is there? It's a Din of Dam. That's where Rashi's coming from, with Rashi's Girsa. Comes along, the Rashi says, we have a different Girsa. We have a different Girsa. What is it? It's talking about the entire animal. And then talking about Umsa. That's it. That's the whole thing. Okay. So when the Rosh finishes, in the Shittas of Rosh, and he says, Vafil ben licha lo shari. He says, V'mestaber. Lo gara me Umsa be. He says, no. That means, according to the Rosh, Umsa is also even with Malicha. So what do you have to do? Tzli. That's what our God Sashra says. V'afil Malicha lo mashtar. He doesn't like it. Chose B'Shem, he says. Rabbeinu Shmuel calls it B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda Mishpira. Kishari b'malicha, d'lo osa ela b'lo malicha. V'chein nira. V'chein nimsa b'tshuvas Rabbeinu Gershom. Maragol. The Rosh doesn't say it. The Rosh doesn't say anything. He just says, umtz is osa. The Hagor Sashri says, that means even with Sli, even only with Sli, it's mutter, without malicha not. I don't like it, he says. Okay. Okay, now, if you take a look, there's the Rajba here. And so, what is the Psaka? So, how do we paskin? We paskin as follows. If you take a look. So, there is Shechting the Freedom. Shechting the Freedom. Not Shechting the Freedom. How much is also if you don't shech the freedom? And the other chutei adam. So the Rashba says as follows. The Rashba is very, very clear. Well, the other chutei adam. He says, Avo behemo shem davkov chasom beis. Ho menach ever ever lot sarich. He brings Rabbeinu Ephraim and disagrees with Rabbeinu Ephraim. V'yesh mishakotzav. He says no. The only and he goes exactly with what the Rosh says. The only chutim that if you don't cut, you don't remove. As is the entire behemoth, all those heavy chutim in the shoulders and in the other heart, etc. You take a look in Shulchan Aruch. What's the psak? In Simon Samachay. Yesh chutim, let's begin with the chutim that as is the entire animal. Sha'asura mishum dam shabahem. Or chutin shabiyad shabakosev. Yes. And says the Ramah here, v'nogim lahosir gam kein. We take that out. Besides the one of Machabe, he says we take it out. Okay. Then the Machaber goes and says more. He says, we cut them. Says the Ramah. v'imlo notlom, if you didn't take them out, u'bishlom b'lo chaticha, tzorach shishim neged kol achutim, u'betzli sargi b'klipo. If you didn't take it out, v'imlo notlom, u'bishlom, b'lo chaticha, you need shishim against it. And the question is as follows. Yeah. And the Shach says, but that's not talking about the freedom. Okay. Against Rabbeinu Ephraim. Okay. And here we have the difference, as I said, the Minhagim, between Ashkenaz and Sfar, of cutting them, or the heavy ones, or removing them. Now, what about the freedom? How do we pass it? Let's see. And what I mentioned, that in terms, since the minhag of Ashkenaz, that creates a problem. Let's say you have, he has a problem with an Ashkenazi eating Sephardi meat. You have to see that Mechaber and Ramah inside. I'm staying away from a final psak. I don't want to get into any political headaches. If b'di'evid, what comes also, if you don't remove those chitei dama. So therefore, an Ashkenazi eating Sephardi, you have to make sure what they do with the chutei dam. Okay. Now, here we have, what about freedom? How do we pass? Now, everyone passes freedom ross. And let's see how the Shulchan Aruch passes freedom. What happens if you don't shech the freedom? Give me, you have your day, Simachov base. The oath. Okay. What is it? That if you shechted at Sholem, he's going straight to Rosh, so you have to take, and he defines Kedei Netila as Ka'ove Etzba. Okay. Okay. In Bishlo Sholem? Okay. So that is the Mechaber. What about Mafrekes? Let's see how Shulchan Aruch passes on Mafrekes. If you'd give up. Yes. Simon Samach Zion, give up. Hashova mafrek after shall behema also le elchum b'sorochai. What is he doing? He has doesn't have Rashi's Gersha, Rosh. Yahideh Malicha Mutter Afilu Kdeira Vilasim Mutter Afilu Belom Malicha. Says the Ramah, V'nogu Lahachme L'chatcho Af Aflitzli. Okay. But basically, passing straight to Rosh. That, my fracas, is Umtzer's also, has that Gersa. And the whole question is, Elam came Mocha Yofa Yofa, de Melicha Mutter, Lefdeir Uletzli. Okay. That's the sugya of dam that we saw. Okay. What I want to do tomorrow, it'll be 20 minutes, no more. We'll talk about dogim, chagovim, okay? That's asifa, what it means. It's a short thing. Take a look in the Rambam. Take a look. And we've shown them there. Take a look in the Rambam. And they bring from Rasad Yagon. And then we begin the next sugya. Next sugya is a very complex sugya. Very complex sugya. We get the E.F. Shulat Samsem. Very complicated sugya. E.F. Shulat Samsem. E.F. Shulat Samsem. That means, if I measure something, the basic idea is, if I measure something and the two things are exactly the same, we know that no measurement is exact. What does measurements depend on? Theoretically exact, or practically I see it exact. And how does that work? And it applies in four cases. Number one, Shita, 50% to 50 plus a mashal. Mechitza Shabbos, in order to turn something into Rosh Hashayochid. How much do I need? 50. It's around it with 50% Mechitza, 50 plus mashal. Those you learn Shabbos. Remember that? Omer Meruah Aparetz, Schach. How much Schach do I need? 50 plus mashal. And all of these. What if I have exactly 50? Efshalat Samson. Efshalat Samson. And here we show them go to town. It's a very complex and challenging sukkah.